Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 11th, 2022. A good Veterans Day to everyone out there. Thank you for joining us. At 10:30 today, we're going to welcome in Matt Zukowski, Jim Arnold, talk a little bit about the Sports Commission MVP Awards in celebration. Thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau for that. Right now in studio, we have Bob Derzinski. Derzinski. Did I say it?
Perfect.
All right. Pam, write that down. I never get last names right. And Pat Markinson with us as well. Pat, thank you for being here. I appreciate the time. Thank you for being here.
We're very glad to be here because we really feel we need to get more information out in the public for special needs and what we have locally here that they can do.
How are you both doing today? How are you guys doing? Bob, how are you been?
I'm good.
Good.
Other than the cool weather.
Yeah, right. Pat, how have you been?
I've been good.
Good mm-hmm. to hear. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to talk about today on a subject that we don't nearly ever get a chance to spend enough time on. So I don't want to waste any time or any of your guys' time. Just first up, though, want to thank you for what you're doing. Appreciate the effort and the care that you bring to this, the awareness you bring to it, let alone your time that you put into it. Thank you very much, because our community needs more of this, and we're very grateful for it. Pat, I know you have some notes there. I know you have some things that you want to get to. Where would you like to start?
Well, I would like to start with we are a special needs Boy Scout troop, mm-hmm. and we do the same things all the Boy Scout troops in the whole country do. We have right now 14 active Scouts with many different problems, special needs that we have. So mm-hmm. we try to, meet all those needs in the meetings. We have our meetings. We do, just the same things you would do. The problem with scouting for having things for our guys, because it's more things that have to be read and, to learn to get a merit badge, those badges. So we made our own patches. And this way the guys, so we still do a lot of good things. And they, we're still just, we do the flag and all these things at every meeting. We are self-supporting. Mm-hmm. And so we have to raise money mm-hmm. to do good things that we do.
Yeah.
And it's...
So Pat and Bob are joining us from the Association for All Handicapped Citizens, the AAHC. And with that, when it comes to raising awareness, raising funds, there's different ways for people to do that. And certainly with your connection with the Boy Scouts, it helps not only bring awareness to these subjects, but help do those things, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It also sounds like, Pat, that we've been able to find more ways to be including for people with handicaps, who are handicapped.
Mm-hmm. I think we do. I think there's awareness out there. There's also a lot of time a little fear. They don't know what to say, what to do. If they're just people like we are, mm-hmm. we just tell anyone that comes to help us that, we just look at their needs and do what we need to do with them. We have scouts who have Down syndrome things. There's physical problems. There's mental. There's, just all kinds of different things. They're all different. Mm-hmm. So we kind of say it's like having 14 different meetings put together.
Yeah, yeah.
Our big thing right now is every year we make crafts to sell as part of our, fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to have a booth at the Mead craft show Saturday. That's
okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. It took me a second, too.
And then we'll be in Nakusa on December 3rd.
Okay.
And the guys make a lot of our things that we sell, and then we, as leaders, too, we make those. So that's one of our best money raisers, too. And, of course, tomorrow we have to do the popcorn sale. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow my garage will be filled with popcorn. And the guys will deliver it where they sold it. I think it was $3,000 worth of just our
nice.
Few guys. And then we also do a brat fry.
Yes.
And we do that every year. And so that brings in good money for mm-hmm. us, too. And another good way to be out in the public
yeah.
and get those things done.
When it comes to being able to bring awareness to these things, some of it is done, too, in a simple way, as you say there, Pat, with these events, but also with you being in the public and,
yes.
and being in people's eyesights and just being a part of things, everyday things, parades, sporting events,
yes.
any of these things.
Yeah.
It feels like we're getting better and better all the time about representation with this and including our this group of society into our world, into the everyday life and all that. But just doing some numbers and just reading some things, we have work to do. It is not to appreciate the work that hasn't already been done, but there is still work to be done when it comes to this. I want to get into that with you guys a little bit more, but I also wanted to ask Bob, you're here with us today. What would you like to talk about? What would you want to touch on?
Well, just bringing awareness to our organization. I joined the organization a few years back, ironically, by hearing an ad from the United Way on your radio station.
Interesting.
And
that's
I
great.
Responded
that's
to that, and I have a daughter with special needs, and in attending these events mm-hmm. that we have, it's very heartwarming to see the joy, that just the pure joy that people attending these different events are experiencing. Getting the opportunity to get out of the day-to-day routines
yeah.
and experience some of the fun stuff that everybody else does and doesn't really think about it.
Yeah. I always like to be completely as much myself and completely real with the audience, with our guests as I can be. And with that, I've thought a lot about this conversation today that we'll be having with you guys and talking about this subject. And I want to own something. Growing up, I grew up in a very open-minded, open-heart family. It was very important to my mom and dad that I knew every creed, every religion, that I was accepting of them from a young age and all those things. But as good as they were at this, one thing that kind of got lost in the shuffle was people with handicap issues, disabilities. I was not around a lot of that growing up. Mm-hmm. So when we moved to South Chicago, and I had a gentleman who lived right in our same floor who had cerebral palsy, I was very awkward around him. I did not know how to react around him. And mm-hmm. more times than not, I went way above and too far, like trying to move things for and all these different things, and mm-hmm. did not realize as a young man that I was, while I had a good heart, I was taking it the wrong direction, and I was doing things that he was not even asking me to do, and mm-hmm. and treating him differently. And when that is not necessarily what people with handicaps, people with disabilities are looking for. They want to be treated like everybody else. They want an understanding of these things that they have, but do not look at these as limitations. They don't. And I'm not trying to speak for all disabled people by any means, just the people that I've got to interact with, because knowing that as a young man, as a kid, I should say, as a young man, I started working with Special Olympics more trying really hard to kind of get over that uncomfortableness that I had from a young age and everything, to the point where I am now, where I feel like I am okay, just like most people should be with a. But it is thanks to the people at Special Olympics that I got there. It's working with them. It's talking with them. And Bob, your point, you talk to any of those athletes, because they are athletes, and you talk to any one of them, and all they want is to participate. They're not like, guys like us, Bob, or someone, when we played sports and everything, it was about winning stuff or records and all these things. You really love track and field. You really love these sports. They're playing it in the right ways. They're doing it for the real reasons. It's about participating. It's about just being a part of these things. They win an award or something, that's great, but it's not about that. And I cannot encourage people enough to, whenever you have an opportunity, volunteering and being a part of these organizations. It is not only an opportunity to learn more about that world and that that part of our society, but it is humbling. It is such a rewarding, like, that just thinking about it right now, I'm getting all tongue-tied and everything, because it really just hits your heart. It's some of the greatest things I'll ever do in my life is being a part of this stuff. When we talk about society getting better, about the way we treat this subject, about the way we treat handicapped citizens and that, you guys are older, and not old, but you're older, so you've been around a while, so you've gotten to see how we used to do this and how we're doing it now. Have you seen some improvement in this subject? Have you seen that are we doing a better job as a society? Pat, how do you feel about that?
We are doing a better job. I think we have a whole lot more to do. Mm-hmm. And as being older, I was from the ages where you kind of hid them. You didn't, schools didn't have special ed yet. That was, they just stayed home and, did whatever they mm-hmm. had to. And in college, I did minor in special ed, and I was a teacher my whole career in different things. Mm. But I've really seen a difference there when we started getting some mandates. We mm-hmm. had to do things and getting some money. Mm-hmm. I think anything that we can do like that to get everybody involved and not to name them as, you can't do this because you're whatever,
right,
and all that kind of thing. We have one of our scouts that is gung-ho with the Special Olympics.
Mm, very
and a couple
cool.
others have, too. And this guy, he does, every sport they have, I think. Mm-hmm. Just really loves it. And when he comes in telling everybody about what he did and where they went and all that, it makes, all the other guys really get to enjoy that, too.
I cannot thank you enough for that, Pat. Thank you for sharing that, your personal part of this as well as that. When I asked this, first up, these guys look great, all right? Whatever ages you two are, you look great. So I'm not calling anybody old here. I want to make sure that's real clear. But being an older citizen, you've been through this. You know what it was like back then and what it was like now. So your perspective is incredibly important, I feel. And hearing it, like the way you just worded it there and everything, it's everything that we're speaking about here. It's, yes, that we've made some strides and things are better, but they could be so much better, and there is work to be done on this subject. It is really, like, fascinating to think about, in a relatively short amount of time, how much things have changed. Mm-hmm. One thing that I do want to bring awareness to, and this isn't really something that I've thought of necessarily, I've asked about, when it comes to this subject, you hear us saying terms like disabled, handicapped, that sort of thing. We tend to lump everybody under that umbrella. Please do some homework and understand that is a wide variety of disabilities and different things. And each one of them has its own thing to be, sensitive to be aware of, to be familiar with. One of the ways that we crush, hate or misunderstanding or confusion is facts, is getting information out there. The more we're around a subject, I didn't get over that awkwardness by reading a book. I did it because I was with disabled people. I was around them. I was comfortabler the more and more I was. Having you guys out in society more, having our friends in town here that do these things and help. There's so many different groups and organizations that are doing these things. We really appreciate people that are going out of their way to do this stuff, because there's another thing I want to touch on. And I understand, Bob, your daughter, and I appreciate you sharing that about her. But you yourself are not disabled or what have you, correct?
Sort of. I'd be willing to.
Got some aches and pains, I imagine, sir.
I'd be willing to say everybody has special needs at one yes. time or another.
Thank you, Bob. You just set me up perfectly, because that's exactly what I wanted to say. There is nobody who either isn't a certain thing away from being into this group or isn't already in this group, and they may not even realize it. Just an article I want to point people to, and it comes to us from Wisconsin Public Radio. You can find it at WPR.org. It is a very good article focusing on Americans with Disabilities Need to an Updated Long-Term Care Plan. There is a lot of stuff in there that I didn't even know, and I'm in on this subject. But one of the big stats that came out of it, 25% of U.S. adults live with a disability. a quarter of us at the very least do. There is a lot more people than I think people realize under this umbrella. And more than likely, it doesn't take 6 degrees of separation to have somebody in your life that is dealing with this if you yourself aren't. So it's not one of those topics where, oh, I don't need to listen to that conversation. It doesn't apply to me. No, it does. I don't care who out there is listening. I don't care what your story is. This applies to you. It's important. Are there other things that we should touch on with the organization or with this subject that you guys want to make sure that we hit on?
Well, I just want to mention some of the opportunities that we have available for people to be involved in. We hold a dance the first Wednesday of every month at the Beer in Town Hall. They're themed dances. So, for instance, this last month was Thanksgiving. Next month, Christmas. Santa will be arriving. Those dances go from 6 o'clock till 8:30-ish. And there are meals provided by different organizations in the community, churches, et cetera. Serve up the meals. We have either live music or a DJ at those dances. So if you know of anybody that is looking to kind of get out of the house, get out of the day-to-day routine, please encourage them to come to our dances. That's the first Wednesday of every month. But we also do River King games, Rafters games. We link up with the Wilderness Sportsman's Club and do a Fish for Fun weekend in
August.
That's
the one I was trying to think of. Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
And we do a fall bingo, which we just had in October, and we'll do a spring bingo. This last one was held at the library. And it's just a lot of fun and a reason to get out and socialize.
Right. They're fun events. They're a great way to not only interact with everybody, but to, you know, just get out of your house and do some things. I know there's still people that are still looking for that. And while having a good time, you're also helping raise awareness and funds for an incredible organization and being able to put back into your community. We talk buy local, support local a lot around here, especially at this station. That doesn't just go to your mom and pop businesses. That goes to nonprofits. That goes to people like yourselves that are hosting these things and having these. And that leads me to asking about volunteers. If people are interested in volunteering with any of these events or just anything in general, is that something you guys are looking for, that you accept volunteers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We are always looking for either organizations to host the meals or joining our board. They could call Donna Kickland at 715-424-5639, and she will kind of steer them towards whatever they're interested in being part of. We also do take private donations. We are mainly funded by the United Way, but we also get private donations. So if anybody is interested in donating things for our bingo, whatever.
Yeah. I'm again, Bob, you're really good at this. Bob, this is Bob's first time on the air with us, and he's already this is the third time now you've set me up perfectly, sir. Nicely done. I did want to mention the United Way Radiothon coming up next week, Wednesday, here at the radio station, in part because that'll go from 7 to 10:30, and one of the things that Terry and I will be doing is discussing the things that the United Way does in our community. One of them we're going to be able to take our time with is something like this, being able to talk about the impact they are able to make with an organization like yourselves and that. So do encourage you to listen to that. And during that show, it's also an opportunity for you to donate to the United Way's campaign, which goes right to an organization like this. All the funding, all the money, it stays right here in our county or the county that you are designing it for. But do encourage you to join us for the United Way Radiothon next Wednesday, 7 to 10:30. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun with that and raise a lot of money for a lot of these great causes and different events going on. Pat, is there anything you want to touch on before we wrap up our conversation? We're almost done, you guys. We're almost done. How about that?
We do our guys do go out in the community quite a bit. We do volunteer. We have to always make a difference day. Mm-hmm. We're always raking leaves. Right now, the big thing is the Toy for Tots. We go to Walmart and we pick out toys that we think are, and then we go back to the and have a fun night and, you know, have our own party. And we always can use more people. And mm-hmm. so if you're interested in it, you can call Wendy Cates. She's our Scoutmaster at 715-323-1311.
Excellent. That's a and if people want to know like more like when these events are coming up or anything, I know that I've seen them on the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce's website. Is there anywhere else people can go for that information? Is there a website or anything that people should be aware of?
There is a Facebook page.
Okay, that's what I thought.
People can well, join. Yeah. Post messages mm-hmm. if they're interested in anything.
Like the page, keep up to date on everything that's right. going on with you guys in this subject. And certainly, if you have an opportunity to reach out to spend some time and volunteer with it, especially to young people out there, it's one of the more rewarding things you will do with your time. And, it looks good on a college resume and those things, too. So there's that part of it as well. but we do want to, again, encourage you to raise the attention to these things, raise awareness about this stuff. And whenever you can, please participate. Please be a part of these things. All these great events going on. Is there anything we want to touch on before I let you go then? We got it all there? Feel like we did.
I think we did.
Okay, good. Well, I got to be honest, because I could talk to you guys all day. I honestly could. It's a subject that I feel like we could take all day on and still not cover everything. So just want to make sure we got at least we dotted our I's and crossed our T's here. So
right.
good.
And I say we do meet second and fourth Wednesday nights at Hennington House.
Okay.
From 7 to 8. So you're welcome to drop in and see what we do and see where you might be able to help us.
And, Bob, you mentioned those dances yes. that are held. When are those again?
The first Wednesday of every month, except for January. We take a month off just because it's so busy with the holidays and the weather.
That's a good call. So, that's a good idea. Yeah, January especially. January. So I think all of us would like to take January off, actually. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Very true.
Bob, Pat, I really appreciate you guys. Really appreciate what you do for our community. Keep up the great work. The door is open for you always, okay? Anything coming up, anything going on, just let us know and we'll get it out there, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for the time. Appreciate you guys. Stick around, everybody. We have more Morning Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.